Phone Boy Speaks, episode 879, Long Live 2G.
There's been a lot of talk amongst the network operators about LTE and, you know, the higher speed services. And it's, you know, at certain points during the process, the operators will shut down older technologies. They've certainly done this with, some of the CDMA stuff and iDEN. But they haven't really done that yet with, for 2G, maybe on, certainly on GSM, right? And they've certainly done, there's been a lot of, sort of what they call refarming of spectrum to use some of the newer technologies. But, then there's a question is like, okay, well, you know, if they're so spectrum hungry, why are they still supporting 2G, which is very slow, very inefficient and such? Well, I mean, it comes down to the fact that there's still quite a lot of things using 2G that quite frankly, don't need anything more than that. Over time, I think certainly the people that are using the higher end handsets are going to be making use of these the higher speed protocols. But there's a lot of things that aren't mobile phones out there that use 2G. And there's also, if you think about it from a roaming perspective, right? 2G is if you got people coming from other parts of the world, they may not even have a phone that supports LTE or the US 3G standards. By doing 2G, you can be assured that people can at least connect to the network. It may not be the most optimal experience, but it at least works. And you know, what they've done, of course, is actually just reduce the amount of spectrum available to 2G. And they, the equipment manufacturers have actually made it pretty easy to continue to support 2G without like adding a whole lot of cost. So all that's factored in. And for the most part, you can expect that most of the operators will continue to support 2G for some time. And this is again, I'm speaking about the United States here. In other countries, the things may be different. And I know in Singapore, they've actually are getting rid of the 2G stuff entirely just because that's a government edicted thing. They're not doing that in the United States, and again, I don't think the operators will turn off 2G anytime soon, at least for GSM. Who knows, maybe they'll do it for CDMA, but the reality is that it still offers some basic level of connectivity, and granted, it's not the most optimal approach, and they're not selling services on 2G anymore. Of course, all the phones you buy or LTE or whatever, but as I say, there's enough other things still using it that 2G will still work. And again, that's not a bad thing. I wouldn't put a whole lot of stock in that or even worry about it. It's the operators manage it. You don't see shutdowns of networks too often. But I maybe in the next decade, maybe they'll finally age out 2G when they can replace all of those phones and the mobile to, or the the device to device communication stuff that really only needs 2G, and replacing the modules is a huge expensive thing, and there's not really a good low power equivalent on LTE yet. But it's all coming soon, and you can if you want, you can read a bit more about this in the Fierce Wireless article that I have linked in the show notes.